There's a coke machine glowing to a parking lot. You call out a room with a view. It's the best night of pool that I ever shot, and I made a lot of money too. Looking for some company in the weekly scene. I seen this ad, it just had to be you.
Welcome to the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. Before we get started, quick thank you to our sponsors who make these conversations happen, including WDIY 88.1 FM, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernadin of Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, and our friends at Banco Beverage Company. Today, we're talking about a special night that's coming up at Godfrey Daniels in Bethlehem on Thursday, February 19th at 7 o'clock, where they'll be hosting the Todd Snyder Tribute, a benefit show with a suggested $10 donation. For those who aren't familiar, Todd Snyder was a singer-songwriter known for his humor, honesty, and sharp storytelling with songs that fit perfectly in an intimate listening room like Godfrey Daniels, and he performed there in the early 2000s at least two times. And this tribute brings musicians together to honor his work and share how it shaped their own musical paths. And tonight, I am joined by Dan Sullivan and Nick Frontlick. Dan is a writer and music artist who spent time with Todd at a songwriting retreat in New York State and is one of the organizers, coordinating artists and song selections. And Nick is one of the performers, a longtime fixture in the Lehigh Valley music scene as a bass player and songwriter. And you probably see him at Godfrey Daniels already. So, guys, thank you so much for taking some time out to talk to me today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, Dan and Nick, there are people out there who may not know Todd Snyder. For those who knew of him, like, you know, larger than life type of person, and sadly he left us, you know, within the last year. So, for those who don't know, can you kind of maybe tell us a little bit about what Todd means to you, and whoever would like to go first can do so.
Dan, why don't you go first?
Sure. Yeah. So Todd died on November 14th of this year. So not too long ago. In 2020, when John Prine died, he was a huge hero of mine. And someone sent me a tape of this guy, Todd Snyder. It was a podcast by this guy, Otis Gibbs, out of East Nashville. And the title of the podcast was Tripping Balls and Loving John Prine. And it was by this guy, Todd Snyder, who I had never heard of. And he just told all these endearing stories about John and how he toured with him and how John was his mentor. And then I started looking Todd up, and I loved his music. And I started looking Otis Gibbs up, the guy who actually did the podcast. And I love them both so much. And then in 2024, summer of 2024, Todd was doing a songwriting workshop in the Catskills. Mm-hmm. And Otis Gibbs was going to be part of that. And I'm like, well, I'm going to throw down for that. I got to experience that. And I got to spend a little bit of time with Todd, a lot of time with Otis. And I'm a journalist by trade and profession. Yeah. And so it was really cool to meet Otis and to, you know, talk to him about, you know, the people he interviews and to meet Todd, and Todd told some great stories, and I learned a lot about songwriting.
I'm going to get back to that when your time at the retreat, but I want to hear from Nick as well. Kind of maybe you didn't necessarily go to a songwriting retreat, but just as a musician, you know, what are your feelings about Todd Snyder and his work? And
Well, I did hear of, I learned of Todd Snyder pretty long ago in the 90s. A friend of mine told me about him, and I've listened to some Todd. And unfortunately, since he's passed is when I took a deeper dive into his music. And he's got a special gift for writing really human songs. I consider him like up there with some of the greats, like Dan mentioned, John Prine, and you know, any of the the great songwriters. I've found some songs where Todd really connects with humanity, and it's a really really amazing thing and a tragic loss.
Right. I mean, you know, it's horrible, especially when, you know, I don't want to go into the way that he passed, but, you know, just kind of sudden, right, and unexpected.
Yes.
So for Dan, when we're talking about going to a songwriting retreat like this, like, it's not about, you know, it's not just about crafting like this chord and that sounds great. You know, there's so much more that goes into it, I would imagine. Can you talk just a little bit about what that experience is like? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, well, you know, we got these like up close and personal concerts with Todd and with Otis Gibbs, who is also a singer-songwriter, as well as a journalist, and with another guy named Tim Easton. And, you know, just like getting to rap with these guys. And I remember one time, one of the stories that Todd told that stuck out at me was he was talking about his friendship with John Prine. And he said to John, there was this one song that John wrote called Chain of Sorrow, also AKA Bruised Orange. And he's like, John, how did you come up with that line about the altar boy that got hit by a train? And John said, well, I saw an altar boy get hit by a train. And I think that, right? Yeah, the lesson there was like, write what you know, you know?
Right. Like, yeah, it's like Faulkner said that, right? Write what you know.
Yeah, write what you know, write from your life experiences. And Todd did that. You know, he was really self-deprecating and also really wise. And, you know, he just brought it home for all of us that we're all struggling and we all have redeeming qualities. I guess what I love about his music.
Yeah, Nick, I obviously, you knew of Todd a little bit more than me, I think, but I also started listening to him a little bit more after he passed, which is unfortunate, right? We should be listening to these artists now, and it makes you even think of that, you know? So could you kind of talk about like what makes Todd's music a great, or Todd's type of music, the music we're going to be hearing, a great fit for Godfrey Daniels, a listening room type environment?
Well, that's the sort of thing that happens at Godfrey Daniels all the time. I mean, for anyone watching this who might not know about Godfrey Daniels, it's, I don't know if I could do a little commercial here. It's 7 East 4th Street on the south side of Bethlehem, PA. It's been there for 50 years. This is the 50th season, 1976. Yeah. And it's a listening room, and there's concerts there on a regular basis every week. And this kind of thing is celebrated all the time. Songwriters visit and do shows there, as well as bluegrass bands, Celtic bands, old time music, blues bands, lots of singer songwriters, but tribute nights like this as well. You know, it's practically a tradition at Godfrey's to celebrate the music of people who are gone now. There's a annual Hank Williams Towns Van Zandt show there. There's been Guy Clark, Emmylou Harris tributes, Graham Parsons, Bakersfield Sound, Buck Owens, Merle Haggard. So paying tribute to artists who have passed is something that happens there as well. So.
And we say listening room, and that's, you know, it's like the opposite of TikTok and this short form. We're on purpose taking the time to unplug and listen to these artists. And I feel like that is what this show is going to be about. So Dan, you organized, you got some of these artists together. Can you tell us what we can expect to, I mean, obviously we can't tell us everything that we're going to experience, but what can we kind of expect from this? And maybe talk about some of the artists that you selected.
Yeah, sure. So I showed up at this songwriting camp in 2024, and I got the cheap seats. I was camping, you know, to make it more affordable. And I parked next to this guy immediately. This guy, Michael, I connected with, and we realized that we had a lot of friends in common. He was from Philadelphia, Mikey Sparks. And after Todd died, we were staying in touch, and we're like, we got to do a tribute to Todd. And we put it out on Facebook, and then Ramona, who's the executive director of Godfrey, saw the post, and she's like, we would love to host this.
Yeah.
So we put this thing together. We had it planned for January 25th. Unfortunately, we got 14 inches of snow. I was like stuck in my house literally for 9 days before my buddy,
the tractor,
came and punched me out. And so we have it rescheduled for February 19th. We've had some people have to drop out because they're not going to be available on that date.
Sure.
But also, we've had some people come in who said they weren't available on the original date. So we're looking at artists doing maybe two songs, maybe one song by Todd and one song inspired by Todd. Okay. Some of Todd's mentors were Jimmy Buffett. We already mentioned John Prine, Jerry Jeff Walker in a really big way. So we'll see a bunch of artists doing maybe a Todd song and a tangential song related to Todd and telling some stories about their connection to Todd. That was a huge thing about Todd Snyder, is he had a legacy of like telling stories that were even longer than the songs that he performed.
Right. Right. Yeah. And that's like what, you know, a place like Godfrey Daniels is perfect. You're not just, no offense to any other place, like a big place, like a big concert hall. You're not going to get that. If you go to an open mic night, you're probably not going to get that. If you go to a local bar, you might not get that. But at Godfrey Daniels, you're getting these really intimate moments where you get to exchange with the audience. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it's it amazes me, actually. I spent a lot of time in that place, and I've thought about it. I'm sitting there thinking that there's this entire audience paying attention, and I kind of misunderstood that. I think, you know, I think initially I thought about this, and I thought, well, maybe Godfrey sort of established some sort of ground rules a long time ago, and everybody's paying everybody's like, right. You know, obeying the rules, you know, but actually it's a community of people who really want to hear these songs.
Yeah.
They want to listen to the story, and they want to connect with, and it's an entire community, and the artist and the audience are part of the same community. We're the same people.
Right. Yeah. Sure, neat.
And, so, and Ramona even said that to me, when I was telling her about, you know, we were shortly after Todd passed, and I was telling her that I was reading about the tragic events that led to him passing, and I told her how I was like, you know, sitting on my living room couch on my phone reading these news stories and crying, and I said I didn't even know Todd personally, you know, and she said, yeah, but he was one of us, and that really resonated with me, and you know, we are all this music community, and it's we care about music and songs and our community and humanity in general, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you could say it really much better. Dan, kind of echoing what Nick's saying, what do you hope that people take away from this? I mean, Todd's, you know, message obviously goes beyond one evening, but you're coming together to celebrate and to kind of spread as much as you can. What do you hope somebody walks out of Godfrey Daniels with on February 19th?
Yeah, right on. So I originally was going to do a John Prine song I earlier referenced called Chain of Sorrow. And then I decided I was going to learn a Todd song called I Spoke as a Child. And it's a pretty sad and poignant song. And he's really got some funny ass songs, too. I hope I can say that on the radio or whatever.
Yeah, you're good.
But anyway, you know, His repertoire is diverse, and he, like Nick said, he captures humanity without hitting you over the head, you know, with what you're supposed to. In fact, one of his lines is like, "I'm not here to teach you anything, man. I'm just here to, you know, sing songs. And one of his jokes is, I write lines that rhyme, man. So he does a lot more than writing songs that rhyme.
Right.
You know, so I think what I would expect, hope for people to take away is like the poignancy of this guy. And like Nick touched on, like a lot of people did not get to know Todd until after he passed.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot more people are getting to know him. And I hope this event helps more people get to know him, because his stuff is truly amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's great. I love that you guys are doing this. I love that it's a chance not only to kind of listen to some great music, listen to some Todd Snyder music, but also celebrate his life. And I think that it's really special you guys are doing this. And, you know, getting a pushback might not be a horrible thing. We have more time to promote it, right? So I think that could be a benefit in the long run. But yeah, I want to thank both of you for coming on. I appreciate it. And we're looking forward to the show. Again, it is Thursday, February 19th, a Todd Snyder tribute, 7 p.m. You can get all the information in our show notes, or go to Godfrey Daniels. You can just Google search and you're going to find all the information. Dan and Nick, I appreciate you and thank you so much.
I have one more thing.
Oh, please. To yeah, just, no, please.
Just for all the Todd Snyder fans out there.
Yeah.
They will know what I'm saying. Todd Snyder rules.
Excellent. Excellent. I love it. All right, guys.
Thank you, George.
I could find. Thanks a lot, man.
We'll see ya.
You could just sit here and talk all night. That big old guy out in your car, I don't mind, like old time. Screw off a top on a bottle of wine. Living out our own.